Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Federal Reserve Bank has been a consistent failure ever since it was created 110 years ago. There are several reasons why it has performed more poorly than the private sector system it replaced and will always continue to fail. Today, and for the next few Fridays, let me dig into the reasons why the previous private sector system outperformed the Federal Reserve Bank and why it isn't possible for the Fed to ever match that level of performance. The ultimate reason that the Federal Reserve Bank cannot succeed in any mission is that the people there who make decisions never suffer the financial consequences if they do the wrong thing. Before the Fed was created, there were local and regional banking associations that were on the lookout for failing banks. If a bank faced a liquidity crisis, the leading banks in the association would decide the quality of the bank's operations in making a decision whether to offer a temporary loan or to let the bank collapse. One consequence of banks being judged creditworthy by their peers was that they maintained far higher, double to six times, the capital reserves now required by the Fed. A major consideration on whether a temporary loan would be extended during a liquidity crisis was the amount of funds that the bank's owners held as capital reserves that they stood to lose. Unfortunately, high capital reserves are just not possible today. About one quarter of all personnel costs in America's banking system today involve compliance with government regulations rather than with serving customers. In order to cover these high costs, smaller community banks are being squeezed out of existence. If they don't fail, they are being absorbed by larger banks that can more easily afford the regulatory compliance costs. In the year 2000, there were over 8,300 commercial banks in America. By the end of last year, that had declined more than 50% to just over 4,100. In the coming weeks, I will further detail how the Federal Reserve is structured to fail, not matching what the private sector did before it was created. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.